Yeah. You know what? I met with Aaron a couple of weeks ago. He's doing well. I mean, he was very, very motivated. I thought one of the things that I was so disappointed for him for last year is because he worked. He probably had his best off season last year. And to see the injuries occur last year was disappointing, only because and primarily because I knew how hard he had worked. He's right back at that. He's got the right mindset. He came in and talked to me a couple
Oregon
weeks ago to make sure that we knew that. And I believe him. I believe he's going to he'll bounce back. He'll be fine. Yeah, I'm going to, as it relates to all the free agent conversations, I'm never really going to tell you one way or the other what we're doing. But I will tell you this. His salary is not a reason why we will cut Aaron.
Kind of glad that Rick won't tell us what he's doing, because I'm not sure he really knows. Hey, we got poker tonight and a lot of other good stuff. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. Got the last poker qualifier tonight. Let's have some fun today. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you, Freddie?
A little bit of everything. So
a little bit of everything. What's that mean?
Well, little sports, little stuff, little things that go beyond stuff.
All right.
It's just, you know, one of those kind of days.
All right.
Into everything. But we're going to enlist the Blitzer's help on something for the next couple hours. Jong, as we know, is a world champion camel jockey.
He is.
Having won at Sam Houston Race Park.
Retired champion.
Well.
Undefeated.
Undefeated retired champion. Well, they've changed the rules this year. They're not going to ask any of us to ride the camels at Sam Houston Race Park.
Okay, that's probably good.
Which is good, because all of us keep saying no. Jong has ruined it for, none of us would do it because what Jong said happened to him.
No, there was somebody else that at the station at the time
that had
a Sunday morning show that went ballistic after riding the camel.
That too, but that's not really the reason why I won't do it. I just won't do it because, John, you said it hurt your balls, and I'd like to keep
it
mine.
It did.
I won't do it because I don't think I can make the weight that they ask you to do it at.
200, what they want you to make. You can make 200 easy.
Oh, I could, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really
you're talking
want to
about
cut,
like doing a weight cut
well,
for
same,
me to ride a camel.
Yeah, me too. Do I really want to sit there and cut weight to ride a damn camel?
No.
But they're doing something cool this year. Basically, they're going to have jockeys on the camels, but we are going to have an ESPN Blitz camel that, if it wins, $500 go to the charity of my choice.
Sweet.
Which I'm going to do Touchdown Club of Houston if he wins.
You have are you picking camels or are you picking jockeys?
Well, I'm hopeful. Well, I hope I get first choice on jockeys. I think I've earned that out there.
I would think so.
And I don't think Deshaun wants to ride on a camel, but if he does, that's my guy. But we need a name for the camel. And,
I mean, doesn't this camel have a name? Or
well, no. I mean, they're actually going to name the camel something that we choose.
Okay.
Now, Jong had a great name for his, Kamala Anderson. So what I'm going to ask the Blitzers to do is either text me or tweet me camel name. Now, nothing profane, but we want something funny, blitzy, and, you know, something that will be better than what the other radio stations have from their people out there. So whoever comes up with the best one, we got till 6 o'clock tonight, and then I got to give her a name. Whoever comes up with the best one, you get a 4-pack of tickets to March 5th for the camel and ostrich races from Sam Houston Race Park.
Okay,
does that sound fair?
What about Carmela Soprano?
I actually thought of that one today. I also thought Camel Newton, but but I want the Blitzers to win this. So if you guys have some ideas.
Camelo Anthony?
Yeah, that's another one I came up with, too. Oh, God. We've been working together too long. But, that's almost the exact three I thought of.
Camlin Jenner?
That one I did not think of. Now, keep in mind when you're coming up
with
these.
That's sportsy.
It is sportsy. Sort of. But the best thing about a good pun name is you're not creating a word that doesn't exist.
Okay.
You know, so whatever you guys come up with, either text it in or tweet me with it. And if we pick yours, we'll tell you to call in and we'll get your information. You can hang out. And that's a fun night, man. It's a hard night to get tickets at Camel and Ostrich Racing. So it's March 5th. So this will not be for this week that we're giving tickets away. We're giving tickets away for March the 5th.
Could just name it Fred.
Could do that.
Hmm.
Keyboard Camel.
Good one.
That's not bad. That's not bad. So anyway, or you know, you could also tweet him at Degenerates975. But and I've already gotten 500 toe references. Let's be better than that.
We're not going the toe route.
Not unless it's something really, really good. I'm down with something really, really good, but it needs to be a little bit beyond that. So
it can't just be toe the camel?
Probably not.
Okay.
But something with humps would work. You know, anything. So just, preferably on Twitter. So it's easier to recognize people on Twitter. Like Cammy Faye Baker.
Okay.
Those kind of things. So, anyway, we'll do our best to keep up
Camel
with
Camel on my wayward son?
Not bad.
Huh?
Not bad.
How about John Toe? No? No, okay.
How about Jong Toe?
Interesting. Somebody says KRBE did a whole segment on the assumption one of their guys would be riding the camels. It's not what I was told. I was told we don't have to ride the camel. The camel represents us.
I'd love to see Rulo on that camel.
I would too. well, I tell you what, I'm getting some good ones, but let's do them via Twitter because it's going to be too hard to try to keep up with for me, both Twitter and text because, well, it's hard enough to keep up with that on a normal day. Some of these, I don't know. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN, and we'll keep track. If you would, tweet them to Degenerates975 in addition to the rest of us. That way, John can keep track, too, and help, you know, so we can pick a good one. I want a really kick-ass camel name. All right, that's all I got. That, and I would ask, we're kind of getting to crunch time on this, speak of the racetrack. On this Terry Fox run to raise money. So for those of you who love cancer and you wear Go Cancer Go shirts, I don't want your help. But if you hate cancer, you can donate as little as $10. I got a nice donation from Kathy yesterday and a nice donation from Anonymous Falcon Stalker, not Brian. I have a vagina. I don't know who that is, but they gave $40.
Damn.
It's a lot of, I know, it's, I don't
you
know.
You got a vagina stalker?
Apparently.
Bro.
Either that or somebody with a hell of a good sense of humor, which is what I think it is.
Or it could be Brian just trying to get closer to
it. It could be. Maybe that surgery's taking. I don't know. But if we can get the 500, what I will do is on Saturday night at the racetrack, I'm going to take $200 out there. It's going to be my stake. And any profit that I make, the whole thing, I'm going to donate to cancer research.
Do you want to hear some of these coming in?
Yeah, let's hear some.
Mike just said Camilla. Michael said hump day camel toe. Daniel said Camel Trump. Gabriel says Humpty Dumpty. Edwin says Camilla Kardashian. And Danny says two humps, one toe. Oh, and M2W3V says Toys R Us.
All right.
Hmm.
I mean, two humps, one toe is probably
my favorite so far. Yeah, I want funny. So that's there. So, yeah, just keep them coming. And whoever has the very best one, you're going to get four tickets. You'll get to watch the camel run. And you'll also get to see the ostrich races, which are.
Are they not as good?
Oh, no, they're better because those things are crazy. They run all over the place. They dump the riders. And it's hard for them to even get the jockeys on those things.
I'm anti-ostrich. I wouldn't mess with one.
I don't like ostriches in general.
Yeah, they're mean.
So, anyway.
Large birds, I'm telling
you. Sir, humps a lot?
No, that's lazy.
Hmm.
There's a lot of lazy coming in. A lot of lazy.
It needs to be perfectly clever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like some of these are things that like my 8-year-old would come up with. We're grown ass men.
Women. There's women tweeting here too, or texting, and whichever.
You know, we got to come up with something better.
Yeah, because to me, Kamala Anderson was terrific.
Yeah,
we need to beat that.
I mean, do we know if your camel's a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Okay.
Kate Humpton. I think we all would be down with that. So, anyway, they said I had to have it by 3 o'clock today, and I just told them, no, I want the Blitzers to pick the name.
How about a little hump and grind?
It's not bad.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little hump and grind.
Getting a lot of Donald Trump ones. Donald Humps. Cameled Trump.
I don't know. I mean, I guess Trump and Hump, you could make something out of that.
Yeah.
But... I don't know. I don't know if that's funny.
I don't know. Well, just keep them coming. It's been my experience with these things that something will hit us.
Okay.
It'll be somebody will have one, and we'll all just say that's a winner.
Okay.
Cannonball Lecter is too much of a stretch. It needs to. That's what I said. A really good one. You're not creating a new word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713. But he said name it John Granato. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. I'm going to have to think about that one. Or Granato's Humps or something like that.
Yeah, we can come up with something.
Yeah. Yeah, feel free to, you know, keep firing those. We'll have one that works for everybody. And
what about Camelin Diaz?
Not terrible.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who other famous Camerons.
We need a famous person who did something important on the Blitz that we can do something with their name. That's what we need. So, but yeah, and if our Camel wins, and I'm just going to say, I hope I have a say in the Camel draft. Because there's always one camel that's better than the rest of them.
Yeah.
And if there's real people riding them instead of people like us, that camel's going to win.
Right.
So I'm going to exercise every bit of stroke that I have out there.
Stroke.
To make sure I get first choice of the camel. Not like that, you sick puppy. Would you prefer a different word? Influence? Does that make you feel better?
That's better.
Okay. I'm sorry that automatically your head goes to some guy sitting in a bathroom looking at a picture punching the clown when I say stroke. I'm sorry about that. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies. And it was great. Rosalind, who teaches out there, called in yesterday to thank us for talking about it. And I think that's awesome because you get a chance to hear the kind of people that are out there making a difference with these kids. I mean, there's great things they're doing over there. They're taking at-risk kids. They're giving them a second chance. And they're graduating some really cool people that go on to do great things. And these are kids that would have never, ever had a second opportunity without Houston Can Academies. And sometimes, you know, they dropped out for the simplest reasons, and we're never going to go back to school. Well, they get back in, they go on, they graduate, they do great things, and you can help just by getting rid of that vehicle you don't want anymore. Donate your vehicle today. And if it's been sitting out in the yard, or it's sitting in your garage, or it's even in the backyard, or maybe you got yourself a little farm, and there's two or three of those things that have been sitting there with weeds growing on them, well, guess what? Donate them. They'll come to them free of charge. Doesn't matter what shape they're in. Doesn't matter if they're all rusted out. They'll come to them free of charge. It's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Your chance to make a huge difference and at the same time get rid of something you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay. I don't want this to dominate the show, so we're not going to do it the whole show, but some pretty good ones.
I've gotten like 100 tweets in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't even opened Twitter since the show started.
Earl Campbell.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Barry Laminack.
Oh, 67 notifications on Twitter. Okay.
Has Milo Campbellton.
Oh, you hate Milo. But you hate Milo Hamilton.
I do. That, in a way, that kind of makes it perfect. Because if that sucker loses, it's going to be because that's his name.
But, I mean, that's, I got to say, that's pretty funny.
That, well, his Twitter handle is Barry is funny. I got to give him that.
All right. Yeah, I'll give him that.
And here's another one that I'm like, eh, but in a way it makes sense. Just name it Pepper Spray. The Blitzers will get it. And
yeah, but that,
it's kind of an inside joke, but
that thing will, that's going to be a fail.
You think?
Yeah, that camel will not succeed.
Well, I don't know. It might turn out to be one of the most memorable camel races ever.
I don't think so.
It might be a disaster. No, wait. It can't be any worse than the one time our guy went nuts out there.
No, nothing can be worse than that.
So,
and I think if that happened again, we probably wouldn't have a relationship with the race park anymore.
Probably not.
So how about this? Let's not send that guy again.
Well, I think we're safe on that.
Okay.
In fact, I know we're safe on
okay.
that. But, all right, so I like all of those so far. Ooh, here's a good one from 281. Cam Houston.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's No, I don't like it.
Faster than Foster, camel name. not bad. Spitzer the Blitzer. Camel Sutra.
That's all right.
That's not bad. Yeah, this is gonna take up the whole show for me just to guess these things. So we'll do this until 5 o'clock. How's that sound? And then we'll pick a winner at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Good with you, John?
Sounds good.
I'm already ready to move on.
I am too. Until I get something else that
I've had enough.
I think Milo Campbellton is the leader in the
clubhouse.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. So we did hear Rick Smith there at the top of the show. Getting back to the faster than Foster, do you believe him when he says, we won't cut him because of money?
I don't think it's going to be just because of money. I mean, he's going to be cut because the money doesn't make sense given the production that he's had.
That's what I would think. I think they're trying to open the door to him re-signing at a much lesser contract.
Arian doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would do that.
No, he really doesn't. Camuel L. Jackson.
That one's pretty decent.
That's pretty decent from 713.
What about not wise guys?
That's not bad either. Just depends on what direction we want to go. Ooh, this almost works. Degenerate Cameler.
Yeah.
I like that too. I like that too, but that didn't come from a phone number. It came from the app, so I don't know who the heck sent it. All right. I can't keep up with it. We're just going to have to pick.
We'll figure something out.
We're going to pick on the next break.
Okay, that's fine. You can pick.
Well, I want some help on this.
Okay. I just want this to be over, and I want to do our show, our regular
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to blow up like this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just was looking for a few suggestions, and now I've got a few thousand of them. That's some pretty good ones. Anyway, obviously the combine is underway, and you know Bill O'Brien got out there and was his usual kind of combative self about, if the owner wants to draft a quarterback, we'll draft a quarterback. You know, I got to tell you, I find this guy really irritating, as in the way he deals with the public, and not just the media, but the public. And I think he's a good coach. I think he's done a very good job with a lot of crap.
yeah,
on offense the first couple of years. But you ain't Bill Belichick, man. You got to get some skins on the wall before you can start acting like you're a...
What, rings actually matter?
Well,
what if you coached under a guy who has a bunch of rings?
Let me ask you a question. What if you considered yourself one of the greatest hunters in all of Houston?
I do.
And
but I haven't killed any animals.
Well, exactly. I go to your place in your man cave, and there's no deer heads in there.
No, I don't need those. I just know.
There's no bird heads.
I know what I can do.
There's a couple of squirrels.
I know what I can do.
I could say I think you've probably killed a couple squirrels.
I've killed more than a couple squirrels.
And
I just haven't. I don't have room in my house for big game.
But, I mean, that's what it's like, right? I'm a hunter, but I haven't really...
I'm a hunter and gatherer, but mostly I gather.
I shot a few rats.
I gather stuff at the grocery store to cook.
Killed some squirrels.
I killed lots of squirrels, but that's it.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's gotten worse since he's gotten here, like almost every year. Where he's just gotten more and more. I mean, I know he's... And I wonder if he just thought because he could do all that on Hard Knocks that he could just kind of come and be a dickweed all the time now.
Maybe,
or
so.
Maybe he was always like that, and it's coming out.
He comes off to me as like that's how he's always been.
Probably so, but you know, what do you always say? If you can dance all you want as long as you're winning.
Yeah,
I don't know that, you know, 9-7 and then getting slapped 30-0. Gives you the right to act like Belichick.
Did you read the this was actually a story today on HoustonTexans.com. He was asked a bunch of questions. Bill O'Brien was asked a lot of questions up in Indianapolis about the combine. Most of them were about the quarterback position. And a lot of them were, you know, five of the first nine questions he took. The first nine questions were all about the quarterback position. Five of those nine referenced Christian Hackenberg.
Yeah, no shock.
And the 1 year Bill O'Brien coached him. Like, so they're clearly best friends in the whole wide world. Here's some of the things that Bill O'Brien said he looks for in a quarterback. And, I mean, you tell me if there's anything earth-shaking here. Or is this just, okay, is this just what every coach wants in a quarterback?
Yeah, no, I think, again, I'm not going to get up here and give you a list of, there are so many different things that go into really every position. If you looked at our position descriptions that our scouting staff and our coaching staff have put together, I mean, you could take any position, and I could stand up here all day and tell you the attributes of a corner, a defensive tackle, a quarterback. I mean, it's a list that goes on forever and ever. And it's hard to find somebody that has all those qualities. You're trying to find the guys that best fit most of those qualities. So, you know, look, when you're talking about quarterback, obviously I just mentioned a lot of the things that go into it. You got to be able to throw the ball accurately. You have to be a good decision maker. Mm-hmm. You got to be a great mm-hmm. teammate. Mm-hmm. You got to be a hard worker. You got to be smart.
Best
so there's a lot
be.
That goes into playing that position, and I just mentioned a few right there.
Okay, rewind about 20 seconds, Jong. I want to make sure that he covered all the actual bases that I need covered.
It has all those qualities. You're trying to find the guys that best fit most of those qualities. So, you know, look, when you're talking about quarterback, obviously I just mentioned a lot of the things that go into it. You got to be able to throw the ball accurately.
Throw the ball accurately.
You have to be a good decision maker.
Good decision maker.
You got to be a great teammate.
Good teammate.
You got to be a hard worker. You got to be smart.
Smart.
So there's a lot that goes into playing that position, and I just mentioned a few right there.
Yeah, those I think that's kind of what every coach looks for in a quarterback. So I hope Bill gave them the question, what he's looking for specifically.
Well,
he wants someone who can throw the ball accurately.
Well, here's what I want, though. I want someone who's inaccurate.
Right.
Okay. He wants someone who's smart. I want an idiot.
Listen, I want a dumb guy who doesn't throw accurately and is kind of a poor teammate.
A terrible teammate, yeah.
You should go out and get Ryan Mallett.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh, we went that route.
Yeah, not so good.
Okay.
I understand him getting asked about Hackenberg a lot because the thing is, if the Texans don't take this guy, knowing that you need a quarterback, who's going to take him? Because if the guy who recruited him, who speaks so highly of him, who that was exactly the guy he wanted. If he doesn't want you, who's going to want you?
I don't know.
That would be the intriguing thing to me. If the Texans have a couple of chances at him and pass, where he would go.
Hey, did you give out our Twitter handles today?
I did.
Did you give out Jong's?
Jongy Football.
Jong, did you change your Twitter handle again?
Yeah, I did.
Good Lord. I mean, how do you think people are going to communicate with you? Like, what if you just kept changing your phone number? That'd be a pain in the ass for everybody, right?
Yeah, I just felt like it's time for a change since Johnny Manziel's kind of out of the news. I've had that one for like 3 years.
You're trying to separate yourself from him.
Well, yes, I am.
But you could have told me so that when I did the top of the show, I didn't send people to the wrong place.
No, but usually when you just type it in, it'll come up, even if you type it in wrong.
Well, I see a lot of at Jongy footballs that aren't, they're not in blue, they're in black, which means they're not going to anyone.
All right, so but we have to tell everyone that Jong Lee's new Twitter is The Jong Lee.
At The Jong Lee, like the one and only.
The Jong Lee.
Not just Jong Lee. Is just Jong Lee not available?
No, it's not.
Damn.
You mean there's another Jong Lee out there?
I want Jong Snow, but that one's taken too. Mm.
I think you should get Jungle Fever.
I used to have that one.
Why did you go away from that? That's the best.
Why not what you have on Facebook? Why not Jong Snow Lee?
I guess I can do that, but I don't know.
Well, I would like, though, if you're going to do it, to just go ahead and, I mean, I don't say anything, but if you could just make up your mind and let us know so that when I go through the Twitter handles at the 5 o'clock hour, you know how bad I am about this stuff. It's like once I get it locked in, I'm good. And when you change it on me, I suck.
Yeah. I think you should go with Jungle Fever and make that your permanent handle.
I think he's ignoring us.
I guess so.
No, I'm thinking about it.
All right. I think that's the best. Like, if we were naming camels and it had to be something with the word Jong in it, Jungle Fever is clearly the winner.
All right. Quick break. We come back.
Because then people start to wonder, like, does he? Is that how he rolls?
Maybe.
And that's comedy gold.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, John, would you pick out a winner so we're getting inundated here.
Oh, you didn't want to wait until 5?
We can wait until 5, but...
Well, let's just get it over with now.
Yeah, I mean, unless you don't like any of the ones we have.
Oh, no. What was that one that we really liked last segment?
Berries?
Yeah, Berries. What was it?
Milo Hamilton?
Yeah, you want to do that one? I like that one.
I think
unless you guys got something else.
I think that's the best one.
I'm kind of with you guys. All right. Oh, I don't think Barry can actually win the tickets. So
yeah,
I'll just
those tickets anyway.
I'll give him to another blitzer.
Okay. We'll give him a call or something.
Yeah, well, not today. I mean, because it's not till March 5th.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just tack on an extra foursome to give away when we do that. So,
foursomes, huh?
Yeah.
Sounds wild.
What is it with you? Okay, strokes, foursomes,
listen,
the hell?
I didn't know. I mean, you're an animal today.
Well, it's the whole camel thing.
That must be it.
I'm just kind of locking into that. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Is there something wrong with the phones? Because I'm looking up there and seeing a bunch of X's. What's that about?
Yeah, I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
Everything's a mess today. I think my cell phone's dying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gotten to where the charge, when I left my house, it was at 82%, and I didn't plug it in the car. And then by the time I got to the station, I got it off the seat and, you know, looked at it, and it was down to 32%. And then I came in here and, you know, sat down, got my stuff together, and then it was down to 20%. And now I've had it plugged in for the last 45 minutes, and it's only gotten up to 35%.
Are you running something that's taking up a lot of data?
There's no apps going.
Hmm.
I think
see, that was happening to my wife's phone, and she wound up getting a new one. Spending way too much for it, by the way, because they don't do that thing when you renew your plan with AT&T anymore.
Right.
You have to pay full price for one.
I guess it was my last phone, which was stupid because shortly thereafter I got an iPhone 6. But when we were at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, I just took my phone to the Apple store and they put a new battery in it. And that fixed it. That's the time when I saw Ludacris at the Apple store. That was a big day for me. And we gave each other the nod because, like, you could tell he didn't want anybody whooping his ass and asking for pictures and autographs. So I just gave, like, the head nod, like, yeah, I know you're famous. And he head nodded back, like, hey, thanks for noticing I'm famous and not asking me for an autograph or a picture. Appreciate that.
Sure, he wasn't nodding back to say, hey, love your show.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You never know.
We weren't in Houston. Otherwise, that might have been a possibility. Maybe he was just like, hey, man, you're a handsome dude. He could have been thinking that. I don't know. Or he's like, hey, man, you look like you could spit hot fire. You might have thought that about me.
Like a camel.
Like Dylon.
Oh, boy.
You try restarting your phone?
Yeah, I've tried that.
Well, the good news is now that the wife has a new phone, I never have to speak to her again because, you know, she's just locked into that thing 24/7 now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great.
I'm going to turn my phone off.
Okay.
And then I'm going to make see how fast it will charge when the phone is off. Because normally that's when they charge the fastest, right? When the phone is powered off?
No, put it in airplane mode.
Oh, okay. That's the move.
Let's say go to the Apple support site, run the diagnostics test, and set an appointment at the Apple store to get it replaced. So you did that yesterday.
I had, like, you can run the diagnostics test on your laptop?
No, I think on your phone.
Or but I'm saying, do I have to, like, have it plugged into the laptop?
I don't know. I don't know that. I'm not that smart. Let's grab a phone call. Leo. What's up, Leo?
Hey, guys. AJ, well, first of all, sports to you, AJ.
Hey, sports to you.
And Fred.
And you.
I think you may have a problem. I'm fighting with Apple about this as we speak myself. If you go into settings and look at battery settings, you may have a glitch with your calendar, which is causing it to run in the background. I can't even go from 8 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon without my battery virtually being dead. I would bet you a dollar that's what it is.
All right. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that would suck.
I did go to airplane mode.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that on the text line. You should go to airplane mode.
I've got a let's see how do you check your iPhone's battery health? This is probably not the best for the air, so I'll do this during the break. But I was just letting people know my problems.
Yeah, but people like to share your problems and like to help.
Right.
So that's all right. You can go forward if you like.
Okay.
But unless somebody says put it in airplane mode,
okay,
that will work. So, but the one what was happening with the wife is because she never closes any of her damn apps.
See, my apps, I always close because, I'm OCD. So, like, if I have notifications, I have to get rid of them. If I have apps open and I'm not using them, I have to shut them. Otherwise, I'll think about it. So, this is a big issue for me. So, I'm pretty careful about leaving apps open. I don't do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way because I'll start looking at my phone and then realize, oh, I left two apps open. And then I'll immediately go and get rid of them.
I can't stand when people have, like, 2,000 unread emails.
Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
Oh, it's got the number on the...
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
That drives me crazy. And one of my friends has like, 37 unread emails, and I go, why don't you just check them all? That's not a lot. He goes, well, I know if I have a new email that I need to read, if it goes up to 38... That doesn't make any sense. Just check them all.
Well, just you can mark them all as red, and then when you get a new one, it'll say one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a weird system some people have.
Yeah, it's hey, whatever works for you, though. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Round three and your last qualifying opportunity in the Blitz Spring Poker Classic is tonight. We're playing at Dave and Buster's on Richmond with Big Stack Poker League. Sign in for available seats will begin at 5 o'clock. So you got about 12 minutes, and then you can go out there and sign in. Everyone must be signed in by 6:45. Players take their seats at 7:15 to qualify for the finals. And the top 25 will play for the grand prize pack. And I will be out there tonight. So, all right, I know we said we were done with this, but I think Frobius might have just trumped Barry.
Okay. What is it?
Raheel Kamzanali.
That's good.
That is good. He just says, Raheel Kamzanali, okay,
it's
I'm
good,
done.
But slightly racist, I feel.
No, I think that's what makes it perfect, right?
Slightly racist.
Little bit. Doesn't that make it, I think that's okay.
Yeah, all right.
I think Raheel would like that, actually. So, okay, Frobius, congratulations. You win the tickets.
All right, I think I'm going to go back to Jungle Fever.
Okay, Jungle Fever.
Yeah, I think that's a
and
good
I'll stick
idea.
With it.
All right, I believe in Jungle Fever. That's a good one. Hopefully no one's,
Well, what if somebody's poached it? Because that's a good one.
Nope, it's gone. It's here.
Okay, there could be another Jong out there. Because, you know, the Jong Lee is...
Well, okay, so...
That's a little arrogant,
well,
yeah, that you're the Jong Lee.
Well, all of my friends that have friends that listen to the show, they ask my friends, oh, you know the Jong Lee? That's kind of how it came about. So I became...
you're very famous.
No, well, yeah, not really.
Especially in the Asian community.
No, not really.
Yes. Asian so celebs.
AsianCelebs.com.
So that's why I went with the Jong Lee. But I'm changing it back with... your advice, and also Teresa just texted me saying that's one of the reasons why she swiped right on me.
Because your Twitter handle was Jungle Fever?
Yeah, she
so great.
She loved it.
It's so great.
Of course, you've evolved now, though. You're in charge of the number one show in the city.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
So you should be the Jongly.
Or I like Jungle Fever.
Yeah, Jungle Fever's a good one. All right. I'm glad we've settled our Twitter for the day. I'm glad we've settled our camel for the day. And now all we got to do is get AJ's phone settled.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the show today is, hey, guys, help us settle crap. 713-780-3776. So, yes, if you want to tweet Jong, it is now Jungle Fever. How many times do you think I'm going to screw this up now over the next week?
Not much.
Now, I guarantee you I'm going to set the over-under between now and next Thursday 4 times. I'm going to put the number at 4. Hell, I heard Granato call the station Yahoo Sports Radio yesterday, so...
Oh no.
Sometimes you get used to saying certain things in a routine. It's easy to screw up like that.
All right, let's talk about this. There's an app that will check the battery, like the health of your battery. So I could go with that, but it costs $1.99. Do we think it works... that it's worth $1.99 to me.
I guarantee you there are blitzers out there who probably used it. So if you tell them what the app is, somebody will tell you whether it's worth it or not.
Travis sent it to me. He said, download this app. Yeah. It'll tell you battery health. But, I mean, he could have just Googled apps that'll tell you battery health. It's called Battery Health, Battery and Charging Information.
Oh.
My cousin... just sent me a screenshot of her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
She has 8,314 unread emails.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
well, I guess when
so
you get to
vile.
A certain point, it's about just that Disco Biscuit says she has 11,000 unread emails. Turn the banner notifications off so I don't have to deal with it or think about it.
I mean, just check your email, people. Well, I mean, it's not that hard.
Well, if you don't want to check it, just mark all as red.
It's not like
just get that damn red off your phone.
It's not like why do you even have an email address then? I mean, it's not like there's 8,000 letters piled up on the counter, and you're like, oh, I don't have time to go through all of these. No, they're emails. You push a button, you see what it's about, you delete it, or you save it. It's very or you reply. It's a very simple process.
Oh well, we're just anal about stuff like that. That's the problem. Like my friend had a phone, and it's so funny that Jong brought that up because I saw that on his phone. I'm like, dude, go get rid of those. Just go mark his rent. Oh, no. I can't do that. because they also go to my work email, and I read them there. Like, well, okay. So you're going to leave 13,000 of them on there or whatever. In a big red number on that email. MVP in Houston, what are your thoughts on Jakeem Grant from Texas Tech and Aaron Green from TCU, two electrifying sleepers? I don't know about electrifying, but I like Grant. I just worry about his size. And I think Green can make a roster. Thing about Grant is he's tiny.
I don't like 5'5", 5'6" wide receivers. I'm out on that.
But he's very fast, and
that's cool.
If you want an occasional slot guy who can return kicks at some point, I think that's probably what his role in the league would be.
What round do you think you take him in?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think he's going to be late round or free agent.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, if Jakeem Grant was, and he came out of school early.
Yeah.
That guy, well, he still had a year.
But that's one reason why I kind of would give him a longer look.
And there's probably people who think he can play in the slot. Maybe he can. I mean,
he's a very productive player and very fast. I mean, but I'm also just always a little bit concerned about guys coming out of that system.
If he were 5'10", I'd be like, all right. I mean, the dude's 5'6".
Well, but again, if you're just asking him to be fast and return punts, and occasionally get in the slot and be one of those change of pace weapons, which I've been saying the Texans need forever.
Yeah,
I'd be okay with that, but I'd rather have a guy who does that who's at least 5'11".
Yeah,
but I mean, I do think somebody will take a shot on him, and I think he's got a chance to be a player. Joshua says, maybe it's the email that you use for nefarious purposes, e.g. Pornhub and Adult Friend Finder. I would be getting rid of those, though.
Yeah. You would delete those if that were the case, and you'd delete forever.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go and, you know, erase your browsing history, too.
I don't think my wonderful cousin, who's a mother of two children and like a responsible adult, would be perusing those filth sites either.
So he said, wouldn't he be a Sproles type of player?
I can't speak for Disco Biscuit. I don't know what she's up to.
409 says, wouldn't he be a Sproles type of player? That's what I think the Texans desperately need. I just think he's very small. And that'd be my concern, but the kid's got talent. Charlie, see what Charlie just tweeted us? Over 110,000 unread.
I mean, why?
Oh, boy.
John says, name of the beer you and Fred were talking about the other day. Said it was one of the best beers, and they didn't pay you to say it. Are they talking about that Carbach Kentucky Habit?
It's got to be the Kentucky Habit. That's the only one that I've mentioned lately.
That's the only one
we've
talked about recently.
Yeah, it's fantastic if you can find a bottle of it. It's worth every penny. So I think I scored three, and I think I've got a couple more coming. But it might be the best beer I've had, which is saying a lot, but the best beer that I've had that I can actually get another one of.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Don't tell me that I'm...